the darkness of the night. Heroic forces will battle for light. Hear them talk with all their might. Hey, Sailor, the Sailor Moon podcast.
With Minzui and Ben.
Chatting candidly about a cartoon.
About a cartoon.
With the force of a sonic boom.
Sonic boom.
Two hearts, four hands, one moon. Hey, Sailor, the Sailor Moon podcast. Hey, Sailor, the Sailor Moon podcast.
With Minzui and Ben.
Welcome to Hey Sailor, the Sailor Moon Podcast.
I'm Minzui.
And I'm Ben.
And today we have a very special guest.
The specialist guest.
Oh, he's our second guest, so the more special
the
guest.
Of the two, he's...
Because you have to have three people to be the
Oh, so you're special,
We'll find out next time if I'm the most special.
So far, the rudest one. because he has needs to be introduced and did not wait for that.
Oh,
now, we're going to have to apologize because you're just probably super disoriented.
Yeah.
you've probably been following along since episode one.
Yep.
And
yep.
There have been two people, except for once.
Yes.
And that third person this time is not the same as before.
No. And that third person.
Let's introduce him, I guess.
I guess.
Yeah. Well, we reluctantly introduce
No, we love that he's here. Yay!
But we are reluctant.
But we are reluctant. Yeah, yeah.
Our friend Omar Najam.
Hi, everybody.
You may know him as one of the two Pro Geeks, but not both of them, from the internet.
Welcome!
Thank you for having me, and what a warm introduction. Thank you so much.
Well,
that's the word I would use to describe it.
Warm, convoluted, same thing. We're, of course, broadcasting again from the moon.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Thank you for making the journey all the way out here. Mm-hmm.
It's my pleasure. Mm-hmm. A much shorter trip than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
It's just
How was it?
Great.
Mm-hmm.
A little cold, but I run hot, so that's...
okay, oh, yeah, so that's pretty convenient, yeah.
That works. Always good.
Yeah, all three of us run hot, which is why we're pretty comfortable up here on the moon.
So, as you know, Omar, as you know, our podcast is about Sailor Moon. the title would indicate. Usually, since you're our second guest, but we like to ask you about your experience with the Sailor Moon franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Minzui probably has a more specific question.
We would like to ask you about your experience.
Oh, Sailor Moon. Oh, okay. It was an eye contact. That will translate to the podcast.
Yeah, when did you first start watching Sailor Moon?
See, the thing is, it's weird thinking back. I can't think of a time when when there wasn't Sailor Moon in my life. Like, I'm sure, I mean, maybe like my third birthday party, but I only remember that in like, as a, like a 5-year-old looking at photographs.
Okay.
Like, you know, 3-year-old birthday party.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, like my brothers and I like always watched Sailor Moon. I'm pretty sure we had, for maybe my dad's friends, like pirated black market non-English tapes before it was like on Toonami. So
awesome.
We were just like, this action's great. These villains are super interesting. And then when they translated it, we were able to follow the story a bit more clearly.
Yeah, yeah.
But then also they pulled out bits. They pulled out parts for the American
When you say editions. You were able to follow more closely, did you watch them in Japanese without subtitles?
Without subtitles.
Really?
How?
I think they had subtitles, but I think they were still in Japanese.
Oh, wow.
That's not helpful at all.
Wow. So what did you think about it then when you were just watching it without, like, the story? Were you just, it was just cool?
Yeah. I mean, it was, I think we had, like, a similar thing with, like, Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z, where we were just, I mean, it wasn't, I don't remember being that lost.
Yeah.
Like, I remember being like, okay, well, this is not in English, and I clearly can't read the kanji, but, like, it's...
I guess if you were a kid too, it probably wouldn't trip you up as much as you think.
Yeah.
Because you would be translating back and forth if you're like now if I try to watch in Japanese, I'm like, I recognize it. They said moonstick in English.
That's cool.
Yeah, it'd be stuff like rose petals and in the back, and you're like, this is probably a romantic scene.
That's so interesting to get to watch it that way.
Yeah. We were thinking of doing that ourselves, like watching some of them without any upfront, like
and
just random ones.
Seeing if we understood it.
Yeah.
Which I'm guessing, I'm predicting right now we won't.
We won't.
Not at all.
I want to pick some of the weirder ones. Just go for the like a lot of the tree saga ones.
Oh, the Doom Tree?
Doom Tree ones.
Yeah.
Go for those.
That's my... we were watching some of it the other day in hopes of seeing Moonlight Night. Ben was like, hey, let's watch it so that we can see Moonlight Night. We watched it 2 episodes before he shows up. And then Ben had to leave.
So close.
I want to see him. Yeah, but anyway.
I thought he was the worst thing.
he's just funny. It's just funny to me that he exists. That's all. So you were saying you are a Sailor Moon family, so your whole family got
it? Yeah, maybe not my parents as much.
Oh, okay.
Or really, well, they had to at some point join the conversation.
Yeah.
But, like, my brothers and I watch it all the time. My middle brother, Amir, has, like, he probably still has Sailor Moon posters up in his room.
Mm-hmm.
We went to comic book conventions a lot starting my sophomore year of high school, and we went to, like, 2 or 3 a year, because the Bay Area just has so many.
Mm-hmm.
And his goal was just, if anyone was dressed as a Sailor Scout, he would just go take a picture with them. And, like, he would, like, feel, like, terrible. Like, he had the flu if he didn't get a picture of every single person.
Oh, wow.
Like, if we got on the train back home, and we found out that there was, like, a Sailor Jupiter that he didn't get a picture with, he'd be like, this is stupid. This is such a waste of my day.
What a specific OCD compulsion.
Yeah, that's,
yeah. I'm sure he's got others too.
Let's figure him out.
That was the main one I can recall.
That's funny. I mean, that's dedication to something. I mean, we talked about in our first episode, we talked about how, like, we felt like we got teased a lot about it.
Yeah.
Did you ever get teased about it?
I'm sure I did, and I'm positive I didn't pick up on it.
Nice.
Like, I'm sure people were just like, hey, you gonna go home and watch Sailor Moon? But in my head, they were just like, hey, are you gonna go home and watch Sailor Moon? That's awesome.
And you're like, yeah, you're right at home.
Yeah.
Well, like, no, queer. Like, what? Send them notes. Omar.
you must have misread. Lots of circular shapes, I understand.
Oh, man, that's crazy. That's cool. Well, what's your favorite thing about Sailor Moon? Yeah.
What a great question. I think it's the penultimate act fights.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think Sailor Moon really guided the way for, like, me to be so in love with Buffy.
Mm-hmm.
Because every episode of Buffy is, like, social commentary. Fourth act, Buffy's got to fight for a little bit. Like, 2 minutes of just her beating up a demon, then back to social commentary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And with Sailor Moon, like, it was that exact structure where they were just like, all right, let's transform. Let's do this. And then, like, the second you saw that happening, you were like, this is going to be a great fight. And so, the violence, I guess, in short.
Did you agree that they were great fights? Because I hate to break it to you, but they were all the same animation every time.
I think we've been watching all the series lately, and it's funny because the new series is like, they actually animate all the fights. Like, they animate like fight by fight, bit by bit, but then watching the old series, it's mostly, they show the transformation, and then there's kind of a fight, but it's mostly, you know, pretty static, and then afterward, the enemies...
It's mostly Usagi transforms into Sailor Moon, the bad guy shoots her, and she falls over, Tuxedo Mask saves her, and then he's like, I don't have a finishing blow, can you kill her? And she's like, yeah, Moon, go. And I'm like,
I mean, I don't remember. I mean, I didn't remember that, I guess, because in my head, I always remember it like, yeah, like, it's this big battle.
We must have filled out so much in our heads. So many intricate.
I mean, it's funny. It's funny too, because, like, I always love. I'm a Sailor Mercury fan, and I'm going to bring this up every day of my life. I always remembered, one thing I always remembered is that she was so ineffective at doing anything.
Yeah.
And I was watching the new series and this old series, and she's still ineffective, and I'm like, oh, I'm sad that I didn't. I wish I invented something more for that. But anyway, I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're
hugging right now.
There's still room for that to happen.
Yeah, one day, maybe. Anyways.
They do. They have many more attacks in this new series than they did. Like, they have more attacks in their arsenal starting out than they did in the other one, where they're like, they could only power up when the animators had time to animate a new attack. Which, I'm like, if they're animating all the filler stuff, you think that it wouldn't be... I don't know how cartoons work. I don't understand how things work.
That's cool. So, so are you a Tuxedo Mask fan? Because we this article got published, like...
About how he's bad.
How he's bad, and we've been like all...
What was their argument? I'm sorry that we have to play catch-up.
They had a 10-point argument.
It was 10 points, yeah. The main
was
one was
that
he's
dating a 14-year-old, and I'm like, I think it's normal, and in the article they made it seem like he was more...
They made it seem like he was 35 and he was going to a middle school to look for
that he dresses like he is.
I see. Well, there's a lot of very obvious ways to agree with that. So I feel like those don't necessarily need to be underlined.
Yeah.
But there's also, like, a lot of, like, classic, not really even classic, like, more contemporary Japanese novels with that kind of protagonist. So an argument could be made from a cultural perspective from my one Japanese literature class that I took in college. But that author also got exiled from should answer. That might not be a great... There's a lot to...
Where did he get exiled to?
That's a great question.
The moon.
Yeah. Oh, well, maybe we'll run into him.
Yeah, he's
later,
up here.
He's here somewhere. Yeah. And he sounds like this, so if we bump into him... I can see that. But the same thing happened with Angel, right? In Buffy.
Yeah.
To draw the full comparison, to keep going back to this.
He was 500 years old.
That's a good parallel. Buffy's a good parallel for Sailor Moon, honestly, because what other... there are too few shows that have female protagonists that are, like, powerful in some way, as opposed to, like, you know...
Yeah, I'm sure Joss has, like, pulled a lot from Sailor Moon.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know that he was, like, a huge anime fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're listening, Joss Whedon, and you're not, like, busy...
Put us in Avengers 2.
Yeah. Can we be in Avengers 2?
Just, like, as a... Like a... Can you key us in?
Yeah, key us in.
Just key us in.
I want to be Hulk.
Oh, yeah. Put us in Avengers 2 as the main heroes.
Yeah.
That would be... Who do I want to be?
Hawkeye.
Oh, no. Oh, because I'm wearing a Hawkeye sweatshirt right now, and I have a Hunger Games pin on. Oh, they both have arrows.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
So you're pretty much locked in that part.
Yeah.
I guess so. Hey, Jeremy Renner, suck my dick.
He's got one half of the the Hawkeye costume. He's missing the
Hunger Games pin.
Yeah, he's missing to complete the collection.
I feel like Clint Barton would like the Hunger Games.
Yeah, I think he would be into that. Yeah.
Because it's a good movie.
Also it'll help him escape the demons from his past.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Just to watch that. But
speaking of demons from your past, just remember you can't escape the demons from your bus at 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. demon bus every day at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, 6 p.m. demon bus. We're 6 p.m. demon bus is a character in Sailor Moon.
Yeah,
they
sponsor us. So
yeah,
we have to mention that they exist. So.
Demon bus specifically.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That makes all sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's unfortunately.
Yeah.
That's our burden to bear. But anyway,
you guys carry it well.
Yeah. Thanks. I guess, do you have a favorite series of Sailor Moon? Because I know Minzu is partial to R.
S.
Sorry. Yeah. I'm partial to R.
Yeah.
He's partial to S.
What a great question. I don't know if I can answer that honestly.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. You can make it up.
Yeah.
Just say a letter.
Just to point something out, something Omar does is he tells us that our questions are great to buy himself time.
Yeah.
Which
quite a politician.
Is to show
politician.
That he's a professional.
Professional.
Those of you who said we couldn't get a professional.
Oh.
Jeremy Renner, suck my dick.
Wait, did he really say that to you guys?
Yes.
Jeremy Renner absolutely did.
He told us. He told us in person to stop doing this podcast.
Yeah. And we're like, we only released, at the time of recording, we've only released one.
One, so.
So,
it's really
he's one of our 13 downloads.
Okay, we've gone to a weird alternate universe now.
Yeah, anyway, you asked him a question and I interrupted.
I don't think I have an answer to that.
Because I know, most people, I feel like, watch it on Toonami and, the Toonami stuff. I think I had a lot of friends in college who were really into the later stuff that wasn't televised, the stuff that had more, like, gender bending and, like, all this kind of, like extras.
Yeah.
S was the one. S was the first one that had, like, Uranus and Neptune and stuff. That did air, but they made them cousins on the...
I love that. I love that they were just like, right, they're related. And you're like, oh, because that's a much safer angle to go with.
Yeah.
Broadcast television. Why are they,
like,
always making out? Well, it's because they're related. Yeah.
Am I supposed to hold hands with my cousin that much? I don't
get this.
It's so funny because, like, there's also, like, a few, like, bathhouse scenes that they include them in where there's, like, everyone's, like, taking a bath and they were, like, I think, like, sharing one at some point.
Yeah.
Or maybe they just filled us in. But I remember they were, like, sharing one.
In your mind, you're just
like, right, cause
you know where they should go? They should bathe more.
They should be bathing.
So that is a thing. There's something like a lot of animes that I've noticed that I was watching and I was a kid, with Pokemon specifically, they would always, like, stop off in different, like, hot springs and stuff. I'm like,
yeah.
What is that? Like, what?
Well, I found out, speaking of Pokemon, this time it came out today, out of the presses, that they took out all the people bathing in the new Pokemon Ruby remake or whatever.
Really?
Yeah, because they... like there was complaints that the hot tubs were like too like you're basically fighting naked people with Pokemon, and they didn't like that. Like they didn't like that connotation, so I took it out.
Yeah, because you wouldn't be relaxed. That's bad PR for the bathhouses.
You'd be like, oh, I gotta get this right shoe and fight this old lady in a bath. But I was reading that being like, who cares? Like, who cares about that? But there you go.
Yeah.
So was that stuff.
I've been to one in Turkey. They're called hammams.
Hammams?
Right? I looked at you.
Right?
Because
I'm Turkish.
This Turkish fellow here. Are you...
What? Why don't
I've
you
never
know?
I've been to Turkey. My cousin has, though.
Oh, can you call him up? Or her?
Yeah. She lives in Chicago.
Okay.
Can you call her?
I don't know why that's specific. Like,
what's her address?
Yeah, no,
in
I don't want to spend money
what's
on
her,
long distance.
What's her phone number in full?
She lives in Wrigleyville, so I bet you it wouldn't be hard to...
That's a real... place?
Yeah, it's where the stadium is.
Oh, Wrigley. Wait.
Yeah.
I thought I misheard you say Wrigley Field and was like, oh, okay. And then
she lives
like,
in
Wrigley Field.
I'm like, wait a minute.
The mascot of the Cubs? I don't like to brag, but it's my cousin.
Oh.
She's the Cub.
Yeah.
Well.
But no, I've never been to Turkey and I'm not Turkish, so.
That was rude.
But I also don't know about Turkey. I mean, Turkish bathhouse is something
I'm
anyone can know
sorry,
about.
You guys, if you were here, you would see that Omar is wearing a shirt that says, I have been to Turkey.
Yeah. My tattoo says,
why,
I'm Turkish.
Yeah.
And then Turkish pride. No, these were just a really drunk night.
Listen.
That's why Aaron Neville has a sword on his face.
Listen, Omar, what is your background?
My mom is Indian, my dad's Pakistani, and they met in England.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh. You
want to
know my background?
Ben is, yeah, go ahead.
My dad is from Iran, and my mom is from Minnesota, and they met in Hollywood. Okay, your
okay.
turn.
My dad is from Iran, different dads. My mom is from Vietnam, and they met in D.C. at American University.
That's great. Okay, Omar, you again.
just to make sure it settles in. Well, all our parents just met in a separate place.
Yeah. That's so weird.
That's weird.
And we're not related.
But you know what, guys? You know what? This is really important because, you know, Sailor Moon and, you know, Tuxedo Mask are from the Earth and the Moon, respectively.
That's right.
They met on the Earth. So I think that's what I'm saying is love can happen.
Yeah. Listen, what we're saying is that anything we talk about, we will justify as having some relation to Sailor Moon. You can't do anything about it, Jeremy Renner. All right? So,
come up to the moon and fight us!
Jeremy Renner!
Get up over here to the moon and fight us, Jeremy Renner!
We're going to have to tag this as explicit.
Yeah.
Because I say suck my dick a lot.
Yeah, we're going to make this fight.
To Jeremy Renner.
I feel like that'll up the, like, people will be like, whoa, what happened in this one? Why does this one have a red little sign next to it?
Why are all the other ones tagged with an episode number and this one just says, suck my dick, Jeremy Renner?
Well, there you go. There we go. Do you feel interviewed? Is there more? Do you want to say? Well, we usually have final thoughts about Sailor Moon. If you wanna, or I don't know, but do you like what? Do you want to share? If you could share one thing to get people who don't watch Sailor Moon to watch Sailor Moon, I feel like what would you say?
That's a great question. But I already had the answer, so this is just falling into pattern.
That's fine.
I think Sailor Moon was the first example of any media where I was just like, this is a really cool... This is a whole series of really cool female superheroes that I'm really into. And that, like, I feel like I'm sure at least 5 times I pretended to be Sailor Jupiter.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, it was a thing where it wasn't weird. Mm-hmm. It wasn't weird that, like, as a young boy I was watching a show about these, like, super awesome, super powerful females. Mm-hmm. It was never strange to me.
Yeah.
And I think that put me in a pretty good direction in life.
Yeah,
like, I think that set me on. So if anyone's like, is it good? It's like, I mean, whether it's good or bad is up to your taste.
Sure, sure.
But I think it'll make you a better person.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, like, do you want to be a better person? I know it won't affect me because I've seen it.
So we're as good as we're going to get.
Yeah, we're topped off. that's actually pretty cool to say. I think that too. Like, I just always feel like with Sailor Moon, you know, there's so many people out there that consider it, like, the girl show for girls, and if you like it, and like even now a bit, like I see that, and I don't know, like that attitude of like it was just a show, I liked it, and I'm like, why? How come some people got that and some people didn't?
Yeah,
that is weird. Yeah, and I wonder if it was because like older, like people are just like, I feel really uncomfortable with you watching this.
Maybe.
I'm really uncomfortable with you watching this.
Yeah. And it, but the thing I never is, got it, that. It aired as part of a block with, like, Dragon Ball Z, too.
Yeah, yeah. It was Sailor Moon, Dragon Ball Z, reboot, and there was
Johnny Quest.
Yeah. Yeah, the New Adventures of Johnny Quest.
Yeah, where they were, like, there was, like, 3D.
I love that intro.
Yeah. The intro was, like, I love that the intro
was, like, older, and that's why.
Yeah, a little bit. They set that intro up so well with the 3D, and then it was, like, no more 3D.
Yeah, by the way, this is a 2D show.
This is in 3D.
This is very hard to do more than this.
There was more Shady and Hamtaro than there was in Johnny Quest.
Although, yeah, I guess, you know, Hamtaro they added to that block later, and I was like, no.
That one did not belong.
I was like, no. A talking hamster, that's dumb. That's the premise behind Hamtaro in my mind. It might not be. If you're a fan of Hamtaro, Jeremy, whatever.
He is. I heard he's the biggest Hamtaro fan in the city.
Oh, this is why I'm going to be the new Hawkeye. I'm going to be Kate Bishop Hawkeye.
Omar, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on the moon,
and,
guys.
Omar is going to you review the show with us too.
Oh yeah, you want to stick around and talk about
that? I would love to. I mean, my shuttle doesn't take off for another 3 days.
That's cool.
Oh, 3 days?
Yeah.
3 days?
Oh, well, I guess we'll have to share our food.
Yeah. We eat rocks.
Yeah.
Moon rocks.
Did not... What? No, that's really bad for your digestion.
No, well, the people don't know this, but moon rocks are actually just pop rocks, so... Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad I came.
Yeah.
I almost didn't.
Yeah. I thought for a second
so
you were a health nut, but no, you just started having an aversion to eating regular rocks as a normal person.
Yeah, exactly. I think I give off a much more intense...
Yeah.
Unfortunately, though, there's a lot of gluten in everything. Just a lot.
Yeah.
I hope that's okay.
According to, if you don't have celiacs, then gluten doesn't...
I know, it doesn't affect you. It doesn't. But.
I mean, I would be worried about cutting out gluten from my diet, so quickly. That is actually really bad for you. So, yeah, as long as we can avoid fructose, which we can't, because I think Pop Rocks are also...
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter.
Okay, cool. All
right.
All right, stay with us. We'll come back. Stay with us.
Hey, Minzwi.
Yeah, Ben.
Are you tired of reading books with your eyes?
Oh my god, I wish that I could burn all paper books so I would never have to look at them again.
I know, right? Well, I started using Audible.com.
Oh, books for your ears?
Yeah, books for your ears. It's the premier website for downloading audiobooks online.
Oh, wow. Sounds like our listeners would really get a kick out of that.
Oh, yeah. And if they... What?
You know what a book they might like is?
What?
It's actually also the name of a season. Spring.
Oh.
By Tosin Shimazaki.
Oh.
He fucked his niece.
I heard.
Real hard.
Yeah.
Kept on doing it over and over.
And there was no stopping it.
Mm-mm. Days and days. Nights and nights. Until finally he moved to Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Audible.com. Use offer code
MOON. Niece.
Oh, Omar, you're still here?
Yeah.
Go. Oh, sorry.
You said go on the recording.
I did, yeah. That's how I knew to go.
I just want to update everybody. Thanks. Welcome back to Hey Sailor, Sailor Moon Podcast. Jeremy Renner he phoned us during the break and told us to stop podcasting. And I don't know how, because...
I don't know how he knew we were on a break.
Is this the second time? So this would be the second time.
Yeah.
That was very respectful of him, though, to wait.
He did wait,
for us not to be recording.
He did wait, but maybe we asked him to be on.
Like, do you think he's, like, giving us a little bit of tough love?
Maybe. Maybe he likes the show, but he's just trying to, like, make it tougher.
I've heard he does that. I heard that he pushes his co-stars with Love and Negativity, and then once you rap and you get the perfect take, he goes...
Omar just called us Jeremy Renner's co-stars.
Oh, that's so nice of you. Well, you know,
that is official because during Jeremy Renner's call, Joss Whedon called and said that we were his co-stars.
Oh yeah, that's true. So this is just we're gonna keep this co-star train rolling.
Uh-huh.
One day we'll get a phone call from Daniel Day-Lewis, who is playing Sailor Moon in the new... So
he would do a really good job.
He would be in. Can you imagine him preparing for that role?
That's all I can imagine.
Hey, Daniel Day-Lewis, if you're listening,
we got a great idea.
Yeah, we got a great idea. You ever heard of a little thing called the LA sketch comedy scene? Because you got to get in on the ground floor if you want to be on IFC one day.
We took my meeting is at the coffee shop on Highland and Hollywood. The Hard Rock Cafe coffee shop. Oh, okay.
We'll be at all different coffee shops, all three of us.
We'll cover the corner.
Yes.
I don't know if Ripley's Believe It or Not has a coffee shop in there.
No.
No. So don't go to that one.
Don't go there. But they have a dinosaur.
Yeah, it's like we're saying use your head when you show up, Daniel. So we're gonna talk about episode 9 right now.
Episode 9, yeah. So episode 9 is,
leaves off right.
It's
right where the other one.
Yeah, I mean, fans of 8.
Fans of the last episode.
Real diehard 8 fan. At the end of the last episode, Tuxedo Mask just takes a laser blast to the face. Mm-hmm. And his last line is like, ow. Mm-hmm. Not really, but might as well.
And so just so everyone knows, Omar, who's a big fan of the original series, has not yet gotten to watch Crystal.
So we're ruining
everything for him right now. You can watch the destruction of your favorite new personality.
He's destroyed. But Tuxedo Mask, he gets shot by this big old laser.
Jeez.
And, like, right at the bat. And he is basically unconscious. Or is he dead? Is he actually dead or just unconscious?
I think he actually does die in the manga. Like, he dies and, like, is resurrected a second time.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. Well, he's out.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, Usagi is sad. As you, I assume you would be if your loved one died in your arms.
And for those of us watching and being like, for all this time, where's the Silver Imperium Crystal? Turns out it's her tears.
It's her tears. She cries. Her love for him is so strong that she cries out a crystal, much like the scene in Total Recall where Arnold Schwarzenegger rips the tracking device from his nose. Mm-hmm. She cries out a large, fairly large crystal object.
Mm-hmm. And that's where it was hiding the whole time.
Yeah.
Not in people's dressers and drawers, which is where they had been looking for it.
Many of these episodes, they were looking for it in museums and parties and all kinds of places. But no, it was her tears. And so in this, we finally see it. She also transforms finally into Princess Serenity, removing Sailor Venus's a fake crescent, and it suddenly appears right on her head, and she's the princess now. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Which is good, because I was so sick of fake Princess Serenity in Sailor Venus.
Venus did know the whole time.
Yeah.
Which is still annoying.
Yeah, she was pretending to be a princess, and her way to be a princess was to be cold and, like, mean to the other sailors. Yeah.
Over the course of the next 2 episodes, she, like, reveals that she knew a lot more than she... said she did.
Yeah. It's like, it's as if, like, she could have easily helped them, mm-hmm. but instead she decided to not at all and just be weird and distant. So anyway.
You know the information you need? Mm-hmm. Don't worry about
it.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Although, with that thought, though, like, these next 2 episodes feature, like, a lot of just, like, the history of, like, the Moon Kingdom and what's happened.
It's got a lot of exposition about what was going on, and
it's enjoyable. But, but there is a lot of it.
There's a lot, yeah. I mean, it's, like, literally, like, the rest of this episode is, I mean, you see the, sort of why they're in love, why the crystal comes out. I mean, she creates this crystal out of her tears, and the energy from the crystal goes into Prince Endymion.
Mm-hmm.
Endymion?
Endymion.
Endymion?
Yeah.
You're Turkish, right?
Endymion. Okay, yeah. Hang out with him in the bathhouse.
That sounds... I just think that was funny. But he, and he makes this prince. It comes out that, like, there's a flashback that shows, I mean, we're watching right now, shows the prince and Sailor Moon and how they got together. And mm-hmm. she would, like, sneak down. He's the prince of the earth.
Yeah, and she's the princess of the moon kingdom.
And she would sneak down to the earth someone's backyard down the street and watch him, and fall in love with him.
Yeah, and, like, apparently, so remember, this is in the past, and in the past it was a lot easier to get between the moon and the earth.
Yep.
Yeah.
For everyone.
Apparently everyone.
Including us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, now we have to take a shuttle, Omar has to wait 3 days to get back on the shuttle, we eat Pop Rocks until then. Remember all that happening? so that's... Basically, and they tell just, like, about the war between...
Mm-hmm. It's, like, a long flashback. But I have so many questions about this world, and maybe you guys can help me out. I have so many questions. Question number one. So the Earth Kingdom used to just be, what, like a European... Like, the whole Earth was a European city? Because that's what it always looks like. Also...
Like, Resident Evil 4 Castlevania status.
Yeah. It's like, that's what... Secondly, why was everyone wearing nice tailored suits and also fighting with, like, shitty swords and, like, they're all fighting with, like, you know...
Oh, this was pre-Cotton Gin.
What?
Is that not a reasonable answer?
Yeah, that makes sense.
If you're
gonna do something, do it right. Yeah. If you're gonna make clothes, do it right.
Oh man, I just think it's so funny. Like they keep flashing back to this world that's like that exists before the modern Earth. So like our history of Earth, like in this show, is that there was this like European civilization that spanned the Earth and had one prince, and then that got destroyed by a demon, and now we live in our times now.
Right.
I just find that funny. I don't know. I just think like.
But also, like, people don't know that all that stuff was there.
Yeah.
And also, it seems like the majority of everyone was reincarnated from those people that died.
Yeah. So it's like, I guess it's just a reboot of everything.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so we see that whole flashback world, and the power of the crystal in the modern show, like, well, it makes things bloom, and it makes things, it's, like, so blinding and so light, and it goes into Tuxedo Mask, and then he gets captured by the bad guys, thinking that he has the power inside of him.
Which, yeah, that was in that IO9 article, was one of the main complaints about Tuxedo Mask 2, is that he was always getting captured.
Mm-hmm.
To be fair, he did get captured in this, and in this series isn't as useful as in the other one.
Yeah, he's just a person. And
he doesn't have, like, roses or magical staff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's just a guy.
He literally, like, when he saves them, runs up to Kunzed and, like, punches him in the face.
Yeah. Just right smack in the face. He's powerless. And, but once the crystal forms out of her tears, like, all the shit goes down. Like, like everyone shows up. The dark enemies feel the power or whatever. Yeah, and
shard of the crystal ends up inside of Tuxedo Mask, mm-hmm. and that's why they capture him, because they're like, oh, it's all in there! I was like,
man.
Yeah. So he's there. He takes off. I also like that the Sailor Guardians, like, suddenly can actually hurt Kunzite.
Yeah.
When, like, previous to the battle, they just got their butts kicked. I don't understand why... I don't know.
Power levels in here is, like, wildly fluctuating from episode to episode.
It's so...
Why not?
Yeah, works that way.
Keeps you on your toes.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, so, my favorite part, though, okay, this all happens, it explains all about this Moon Kingdom and all this stuff, but the best part is after sort of the second part of this episode, mm-hmm. I think, where, like, it's just about depression?
Yeah.
Like, it just gets
about her not, like, all the episodes up to this had been leading to, like, her wanting to be the princess and stuff, and now she's, like, kind of sad about it, and she's like, oh, I want to be, like, a normal girl, and I'm not, like... I'm not the princess. She's like, I'm just Usagi, not... Because she, like, has all this responsibility thrust upon her.
Yeah,
if you were, like, 14, you wouldn't want any of that thrown upon you.
No.
Yeah. She has to save Tuxedo Mask, who's, like, she just finds out is her long-lost love.
Mm-hmm.
And she has to defeat all these evil guys, mm-hmm. like, anyway. She also has to be, a reincarnation of this, like, very powerful moon princess.
Yeah.
And then, on top of that, like, she now knows forever that she's not gonna just be a schoolgirl anymore.
Yeah.
And she has to grapple with that. And it's funny, because in this show, actually, like, I feel like in the older series, like, that never came to my mind that much. Like, it was more... I mean, that kind of subject was handled in a more, like, fun way.
She just, like, cries a lot.
Yeah, she's like, I'm the princess! But in this, it's like, shit. Like, she's, like, messed up. Like,
yeah.
Like, it's, like, almost...
She says at one point, like, I feel like I'm losing my identity.
Yeah. And it's, like, kind of...
Wow.
It got, like... And, like, literally, the cats, all the Luna and Artemis in this episode are just, like, sad. Like, her facial expression is sad. Like, she's just crying, and all the rest of them are like, what do we do? And it's so crazy.
Yeah. One weird thing that happens in this episode, too, is, like, her hair just grows really long.
Oh, yeah!
It grows long for no reason, and then they just cut it. And Venus is like, your hair must have been growing back because your memories came back. I'm like, what?
Hair and memories.
That's
directly tied.
That scene is especially funny because the way it starts is that she's like, they're like, hey, we're here to see Usagi, and her mom's like, yeah, she hasn't been out of the room all day. And then they go to the room and they, like, knock.
Yeah.
And she's like, Usagi, can we come in? And they're like, they're like, she's like, yeah, come in. And they open the door and it's all dark. Like, I kind of imagine, like, if you were walking in on someone, like either two ideas, either, like, just masturbating wildly or, like it looks like that. It's, like, all dark and
or,
weird.
Like, just waiting.
Or just, like, yeah, like, it's all creep. It's all, like, somebody who's just been playing WoW for, like, 24 hours and they just, like, you're like, what's going on? And they open the door and she's just on the bed and it's all beautiful and luxurious.
Her hair is
glowing. And it's, like, glowing. Yeah. Like, it's, like, brightly glowing. And she's just like, my hair is growing. And I'm like, were you in there for, like, 20 hours just like being like, my hair won't stop growing.
She didn't tell anyone. Yeah, and that brings up like the end of the episode where Luna comes in and drops this weird whammy on them that they're okay. She's
weird.
Like, she's they're all comforting her and Luna's just like, we have to go to the moon to figure out to learn about your past. And we're like,
what?
Okay, alright.
Yeah, sure. They're like, great. Yeah, that's literally
the moon. All right.
Yeah, they're like, what do we do? We have to fight all these guys. We're so screwed. And now Luna literally is like, let's go to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all just like, okay. Which is weird. It feels weird a little bit.
It felt very strange to me.
Yeah.
Because, I would be more excited or something.
Yeah, it was like
they do get excited later, but
yeah.
But not in the way that like. But in the way that, like, if we were just like, hey, let's all drive to Vegas.
Like, cool, Vegas.
All right, sure, yeah.
Yeah, let's go to Vegas. Yeah, that sounds good.
Our buddy's a little blue. Let's just go to Vegas. Yeah, of course. Let's go to the moon. Yeah,
yeah,
okay, that
moon.
Too.
And I mean, I don't want to get too much in the next episode before we like, officially get into it, but, like, at the beginning of the next episode, their reactions are like, hey, it's going to be great when we go to the moon, guys. Like, as if it's a field trip.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know, it's like, you're going there to kill a bunch of evil guys. Like, it's not like, it's like stressful.
Yeah, and I just want to take a second too, it's not ridiculous that we're on the moon right now.
No. Absolutely not,
yeah.
No. Well, look, I think now it's good that we put distance between us and Jeremy Renner.
Yeah.
Like, just for now at least.
Let it cool off a little bit.
Yeah.
And
see where that stands.
One more thing to Jeremy. We took your call. You're gonna have to pay for that bill. We cannot afford that. Omar is one of the two broke geeks.
Yeah.
And we are poor.
We're poor, like the moon
mm-hmm.
is poor in visitors.
Yeah. That's another
wow.
thing. If you guys can come visit, that would be...
Yeah. Actually, Lindsay, maybe now's a good time to talk about, you know, I haven't seen my friends and family for about a month now.
Yeah, it gets easier. We're gonna take a break, and we'll be back talking about episode 10.
10!
Act 3, episode 10. Stay with us. Do you want any more water, Omar?
No, I'm good.
Okay,
I'm
cool.
Properly hydrated.
I'm fine.
Yeah, you know what's crazy is we come from California and there was like a drought there for a while. There's plenty of water up here on the moon.
Yeah, there's
mm-hmm.
tons.
It's real neat.
You'd be surprised. I mean, there's a Sparklets guy.
I don't like him.
Well,
I think he's racist.
Why?
Hmm?
Why do you think he's racist?
He used the N-word.
What?
The Sparklets guy?
Guys, we're on the phone with Jeremy again. Jeremy. Okay, we gotta go. We're starting the show. Okay, bye. Guys, Jeremy keeps calling.
It's a little irritating.
Yeah.
It's a little bit irritating.
It is, yeah. I think he wants
to. It makes me want to tell him to suck my dick.
Do it. Go ahead.
Jeremy, suck my dick.
Jeremy, this is an intervention.
I feel like we're going to get more calls now.
He may be. We'll wait.
Just to be clear, he did hang up. This is on the podcast to him when he's listening.
Yeah. I'll edit his voice in and then edit me saying that out.
Good.
No one's going to hear that bit.
No.
There's no chance of anyone hearing that bit on the podcast. He got to edit it out.
Yeah.
Good. Thank goodness for that.
Yeah.
All right. So we're talking about episode 10 right now, which is titled Moon.
I find that funny.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess they're all named something like that, but...
They're all just named one thing that's in the episode.
Serenity, Moon,
mm-hmm. Mamoru, and then just character name.
There's never going to be an episode called Sailor, though, because mm-hmm. there's never going to be an episode just about sailing.
Like, no, never.
Like, I'd really like that.
They just take a yacht. Like,
guess, we're sailors, right? I mean, we've got to sail this thing.
Yeah, one day when we're all powerful enough to start our own movie franchises and stuff, which is how that works, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're going to animate a movie called Sailor Moon, which is about the moon buying a boat.
And then just sailing around.
Yeah. They will not encounter any troubles.
Man, guys, the moon would be the best sailor in the world because he can control the tides.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be the best.
Yeah. You could have for our trailer a really creepy version of Moon River.
Oh.
Maybe Lana Del Rey doing a cover.
Mm-hmm.
Summertime sadness.
What? We can get anyone else.
Okay, episode 10.
Mm-hmm.
Episode, I actually really like this episode.
I do too.
I do like this episode. It's got a lot of interesting stuff in it.
Honestly, the episode is kind of split into two different types of episodes. Like, the first half is one.
Yeah.
And then the second half is different.
Yeah, yeah. I was saying it before the break, but like, yeah, this episode is, it starts with them being like, we're going to the moon, we're going to the moon. How do we get to the moon? What's the moon? The moon, the moon. And it's like,
Ami is reading a book. She's like, okay, so it rotates this fast. It would take this long to get there. That's straight from the manga, too.
Yeah.
She's just like, it would take... how are we getting there?
Yeah. She's like reading like a high school textbook about how to get to the moon, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And,
Donuts.
And also, at one point, Venus is just like, I'll tell you when it's time. I'm like, God... Come on, Venus.
Venus, let him know
right away.
She's being secretive for no reason. And then what's funny is, like, later when Venus says, when they're actually going to the moon, I don't think Venus helps at all, does she? She doesn't do anything, does she?
They all have to transform.
No, but she doesn't stop, and she's not the one being like, and this is how we're gonna do it.
Oh, yeah, no, Luna just, oh, no, she does. She's
oh, she
like,
does?
She's like, everyone step in the circle.
Oh, okay, maybe.
She's like, we should transform now.
Oh,
apparently,
okay.
We'll take a second for Sailor Moon Science.
Mm-hmm. Sailor Moon Science.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good jingle. That's part of it.
Yeah.
The animated intro for this sequence is great too.
Yeah,
great. Yeah,
too bad.
Yeah, if you guys want to see it, too bad. So when the Sailor Scouts transform, apparently it releases enough energy
to cause
a teleportation
to the moon. Yeah.
Wow.
But only under the conditions that the moon is full. Mm-hmm. Actually, that was like a... Oh, wait. We skipped something.
Yeah.
That totally confused me forever. And this comes up here, and it came up in episode 9.
Until the full moon?
Yeah. There's this weird, like, religion going on throughout this thing that I don't understand. Because the first mention of it is, it says that the reason why the Prince of Earth and Princess of the Moon can't be together is because of God's will.
Oh, yeah.
Remember it says that? It says because of God's will. And then later, when they're trying to get to the moon, they're like, well, we can't go to the moon when it's a new moon, because that's death. And we can't go to the moon when there's this, because this. We have to go when it's a full moon, because that's bright and light. And I'm like, who made all these weird, like, spiritual rules about the moon and the moon kingdom? Like, where is that coming from? Because it's never explained. They're all just like, and I'm like,
they just know. It's like a priori.
Yeah.
Is that like a Japanese culture thing I'm missing? Or is that like... Like, is that, like, some kind of, like...
Is it Shintoism?
Yeah, is that, like, a Shinto... Is the moon a Shintoist thing? I don't know. I'm ignorant. I'm saying I'm ignorant. But, like...
You're from Turkey,
right?
Which is the second capital of Shinto.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. That's why all those... Uh-oh. I forgot what they were called now. Mosques are there. That's why all those mosques are all over the Shinto
mosques.
Exactly.
I went to a really beautiful mosque in China.
Oh, yeah.
China is a huge Islamic country, and they have all these beautiful mosques, but they're like half Chinese, half like Arabic, I guess.
I'm really sorry.
Really pretty.
This is probably insensitive, but I imagine mosque was you pronouncing mask weird.
Mask.
Yeah, like they have these really great mosques.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
we brought one home.
Minnesota capital.
It is funny when my mom is really tired and she starts to laugh, she becomes Minnesotan. Like, otherwise she's not. But if she's really tired, like if it's like late at night and like we're watching a comedy show, she'll be like,
oh, it's cold here.
She'll be like, Paul Bunyan, ah! And then she's a leprechaun. Anyway, what were we saying? Oh, yeah, so all I was saying is that there's this weird spiritual thing that comes up in this episode, and I was kind of like, is that something I should, like, I don't know what that is, but anyway, I will read about it, I guess. Whatever.
Well, we'll talk about it in the next episode. Funny thing about this is when they show up on the moon, and we haven't seen any of this being up here on the moon.
Yeah.
But there are a bunch of like ancient structures and stuff from the Moon Kingdom, and I was like, did no one else go to the moon ever and like notice that?
Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing is like there have been many moon missions since like the 90s where they've like mapped the moon. That's like the Google Maps like moon
right
image and stuff. But Minzu and I think that this show takes place in the 90s, like actually. Like, this is actually set in the 90s because there's so much, like, weird 90s level stuff going on. Mm-hmm. And so, except...
Do you think there was an incursion event where it happened in the 90s and, like, it collided with another universe?
Yes.
They melded because they have things like the FindPad, which is an iPad. And they have, like... DVDs, I guess, weren't big at rental stores.
Yeah, but it's not like there's Blu-rays in the show. It's just DVDs.
Huh.
And even FindPads, they had like, crappy... notebook pads back then, but not like iPad.
But like Palm Pilots.
Yeah, like Palm Pilots.
Yeah.
But anyway, what I'm saying is like they might get here and be like, wow, the Moon Kingdom, and like in this universe they never actually did the high resolution mapping of the moon, so nobody doesn't and know about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's my theory.
Yeah. Anyway, they get here and there's like a sword that they need to pull out, and you're like, oh, is it like a your worthy thing? It's like, no, you just need four people to pull it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. There's like literally right.
And there's a
the sword
three,
in the stone,
yeah.
But really it's just a
do you have three buddies?
Ray, Mako, and Ami pull on it and budget a tiny little bit, and then Minako's just like, okay, let me handle the rest. And then she pulls it out.
But why didn't they just all do it together?
Yeah,
why didn't they do it piece by piece? Makes no sense. And then once they get it, the Sailor Moon's mom shows up.
Yeah, Neo Queen Serenity, mm-hmm. As like a Jor-El type.
Yeah. Well, she looks like it's halfway between Jor-El and Tinkerbell from... Like,
or Yoda from...
Or Yoda. We can just keep naming guiding figures.
Yeah, the fairy in Link.
Mufasa from Lion King.
Mufasa.
Mufasa, not Mufasa.
Mufasa.
Yeah. And then.
Hey, Mitch.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
it's another character.
Oh, I thought you were calling me Mitch.
Hey, Mitch.
It's not my name.
That'd be great, Mitch Sui.
For what? Great for what?
The upcoming Hunger Games.
Oh.
Page by page podcast.
Yeah. Hey, Joss Whedon, if you're listening, take over the fourth Hunger Games, and put me in it as the Hulk.
And I also want to be the Hulk, but I don't want to turn into the Hulk. I want to turn into Mark Ruffalo.
Mm-hmm. I'll be the Hulk. You be Mark Ruffalo. You be cool. The backwards clue?
Yes.
Are you following those?
No.
This is not a comic book podcast, so no one, including the people here with
me. Who's the backwards?
Oh, in Axis right now, they're...
I haven't read any Axis.
Is he a scientist that turns into a weaker version of himself?
No, the Hulk gets angry, and when the Hulk gets angry, he turns into, like, a black Hulk with the mohawk and stuff. It's very confusing.
I know you're talking about now.
Yeah. When the Hulk gets angry?
Yeah, it's very confusing.
What angers him? I'm so curious.
I think he was, like, being talked down to or something. I don't know.
I just find that...
Disrespect.
Yeah.
Same thing that gets to all of us.
Yeah, no respect.
And when that...
Jabberjaw.
He actually, Clue is actually just Jabberjaw.
Yeah. the Sailor Scouts are on the moon.
They're on the moon.
To learn about their past, and Neo Queen Serenity teaches them kind of what we already knew a little bit, but she does open it up a little bit. Brings back their memories about them visiting Earth and them being
friends beforehand.
Or them being like her
guardians
basically.
She also explains why the Moon Kingdom was destroyed, which is that I guess Queen Metalia, even though they keep calling her evil creature, shows up and basically this is what again confuses me is that the Earth was a giant kingdom.
Yeah.
Of, like, nicely dressed warriors who got possessed by this evil thing and then somehow got to the moon, although that's not explained either, and then got to the moon and just started murdering everyone. it wasn't like we were like, they just were, like, killing spree.
Wow.
And Prince, Endymion jumps in front of Sailor Moon. This is actually the most, like, Romeo and Juliet-y thing possible, and then we're watching it right now, actually, is that Prince Endymion jumps in front of just some random guy's sword. I feel like he could have fought him off, but anyway, he jumps in front of some random guy's sword and gets killed, and then Sailor Moon.
Fun thing. This is a thing that was changed from the manga.
Yes.
In the manga, she committed suicide after he was killed. So that is very Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah. No, that's what she did. Is in here too.
She, oh, I thought she died.
Yeah.
No, 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 no. After he, yeah, after this, she stabs herself to kill herself because she can't be without him. Which, you know, I mean, you know, I guess is, you know, is she 14 as the princess of the moon too?
I don't know. I don't think they ever make that clear.
Because if she's like in her mid 30s and she kills herself,
I mean, she's in her mid 30s.
She's probably in her mid 30s. She's probably 34.
Yeah. She's like, she's being stopped by her, by like the four scouts and being like, oh, he snuck off to Earth again? Something, something, let us teach you something. She's like, okay.
Like
a little 14-year-old girl.
Then she goes to the coffee shop to write her screenplay before she settles down.
Fade in.
Moon. Exterior. Night.
But, yeah. So anyway, so then we learn about all this stuff. And Sailor Moon is, like, by this time is... I guess she's coming to accept everything a little more. Mm-hmm. She's not quite as... She's not really... I mean, there's a scene in this where she's, like, eating donuts with her family.
Mm-hmm.
And actually...
Oh, yeah, and her family is something that we have said that has been missing a little.
Yeah, they've been missing from the whole show. Like, they're barely in the show.
Not like they're not missing, but, like, in the show. They're...
Yeah.
Missing from the
show, yeah. They're not like gone. They're not
like, yeah, Gone Girl.
No, they're just yeah, they didn't her mom didn't get Gone Girl.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
True. No, her but like her brother is in it again and her dad is and
Shingo.
Mom is Shingo. But my favorite part about the donut scene is that she's holding the, I guess her dad gets a jeweler to make the silver crystal mm-hmm. into like a little box
like,
thing.
Is that from your boyfriend?
And she's like kind of and he goes which I was not
like
expecting.
You asked.
I was.
He was so calm right before that too.
Yeah.
Like, so just like with your boyfriend, and he was just like, "This is the best thought I've ever had. This will bring me the most peace if you answer this question." Which he answers, and he's like, "Absolutely not. No donuts for you."
And he's like, "I feel like she's growing up," and her mom's like, "No."
Anyway, her, of course, Sailor Moon, so anyway, Sailor Moon talks to her actual mom. Oh, that's a little confusing. So if that's not her actual, mom is that.
Her mom on Earth is her real, is Usagi's real mom.
But her
yeah.
spirit is
yeah.
her, this other.
Like her mother from her previous life as Princess Serenity. So Princess Serenity's mom is Neo Queen Serenity.
Right.
Usagi's mom is blue hair mom.
Gotcha.
Not Mark Simpson, but.
The other blue hair.
Yeah.
So it's like you have a real mom, and
yeah.
then when you're in Cub Scouts, you have a den mother.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. Or, Sailor Scouts actually should be Cub Scouts.
That right? would be huge.
Wouldn't that be great?
Oh.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Oh, man. You could get, like, patches.
Mm-hmm. You could shoot fire from your hands.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. So
animal tracks and shooting fire from your hands. These are
you guys, I think we have something on our hands here. You hear that, Jeremy?
Jeremy?
Do you hear that?
Jeremy?
Do you hear that?
Jeremy?
Do you hear it?
It's the pitter patter of a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy. I'll edit that out. I edit that, me saying that out. The,
and that part too.
I don't remember what happens. Yes. And I'll edit this conversation about the other two edits out. The other thing about that's been going on that we didn't talk about was that, when they actually have, the sort of the good hair crew, as I call them,
mm-hmm.
Is starting to realize that they're not bad guys.
Yeah.
Slowly.
And they learn that they were the four, and I spoiled this in the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt anyone listened. But, they are Prince Endymion's guardians. Basically, they're the analogs to the Sailor Scouts.
What?
Yeah. And you know what's funny is in R, they had like these four girls whose names I can't remember, but they were also like, they turned good and stuff. I don't know if they turned good in this. I don't think they do.
Mm.
But they worked for Prince Endymion, and this is something that Venus remembered
mm-hmm.
the whole time. So when they had like a big showdown with them, Venus is like, no. We were in love with them, and they were the guardians.
In the manga or in the show?
In the show.
Oh,
in
the
this
show,
episode,
right,
yeah.
yeah.
And they take that opportunity to electrocute all of them. I'm like, no, we can't fight. I'm like, they're reincarnated.
Nah.
So, but Sailor Moon, like, takes charge and stuff and, like,
yeah.
takes care of business there.
I don't, I mean, this is sad because this is supposed to be the Sailor Moon podcast, but I don't remember how this episode ends.
Oh.
So please enlighten me.
Well, the episode ends. I'm stalling until I remember what it is.
Good question.
What a great self-doubt.
I think I do remember.
Okay, hit it. So this one of the straight from that IO9 article.
Yeah.
Prince Endymion is evil.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's how it ends, because she brings him back as like an evil version, and he like steps up. So in the next episode, which at this point hasn't come out yet.
Yeah.
He goes and is evil.
Wow. But at least the Good Hair Club is back
mm-hmm.
to being good.
Actually. They're not back to being good.
Oh, they're not. You're right. I'm sorry.
They have their memories.
Yes. No. They remember it. Queen Beryl takes over them like more than before. And so they're like even more mind wiped. So
I also
you see what we were saying like about power levels fluctuating a lot. In the next fight that happens, like it's a lot. Like the Sailor Scouts use all four of them attack the Sailor Scouts at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And they like just stand in front of Usagi and like make a shield.
Yeah.
Like, why didn't you do that every single
time?
Yeah,
yeah. A shield would have been like these. I think also I'm excited that we're getting to a point now where I feel like they got the sword from the moon, and like I feel like I want to see their first like power upgrade as soon as possible, because I know this is not following necessarily the right like old continuity. So
hoping
I'm waiting for
I'm guessing it's like in the next few, because 13 is probably the end of this first arc.
Power upgrade stuff.
And this, the big difference that we've noticed in this show is that it burns through story so quickly. So like, and story is like mythology.
Mm-hmm.
So it's mostly like them as Sailor Scouts. And we were a little, we've still been like a little bummed out that a lot of the like school time regular stuff is missing. It's
been kind of brushed over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what's funny in this episode actually is at the beginning, when they're talking about going to the moon, Sailor Moon is like, oh, Naru is really good at this video game.
Yeah.
And in this series, the video game dispenses like their powers and stuff, and that's how they decide who's a Sailor Scout. Not for a second is anyone like, you think Naru's a Sailor Scout?
Mm-hmm.
Like, no.
No. They're just like, no. She's just playing the game, normally.
She's just a character who wasn't in the manga that much that we're gonna put back in.
Because you know her from the show.
Do you wanna say anything about, you know, this episode? I don't know what's wrong with me.
Yeah, I like that they actually come together a lot. I like that Sailor Moon has, like, a lot of power in this and is able to save everyone without just being, like, a final tech.
Yeah.
Because as the scouts are, like, mesmerized by them having remembered, like, these past lives, and the four are attacking them, Sailor Moon saves them all and flies up to space and uses her moon healing escalation on, like, all of Tokyo and saves it.
Because it's all iced over, right?
Yeah. But I like that she has like more power than she normally does.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
As you know, she's my favorite one.
Yep. And I also want to say that, for anybody listening who has starred in an Avengers like type team up movie, just that the Sailor Moon team ups, when they all get together and fight, it's really my favorite.
Yeah. It's like way better than the one with that purple guy.
Yeah, I don't remember his name.
Hawkeye.
Yeah, that's
it.
Yeah, there you go. So this that's this episode. There's a lot of stuff happening in it, and it feels like the show is constantly on like the ramp up level of like the other of the classic seasons, where you get to the end and in those they do like abandon a lot of the school stuff.
Yeah.
And you feel like, but it's exciting because it's not constant.
Yeah.
But that's what this feels like right now, which is good. It's good that it's moving.
Yeah.
As quickly as it is. For this series itself.
Yeah.
A lot of series like hold back. Like they'll have a really cool opening, and then like level finale plan, but the rest of it is just kind of buying time.
Yeah,
it's nuts to see like this many story points being like just run through.
Oh yeah, it's true. It's like every episode is it's like a whole. It's like every episode is like 15 episodes.
Yeah,
it's like, feels like that. Yeah,
yeah, and I feel like the perfect thing would be like a little middle
ground. Yeah, I almost wish all these episodes were split into two, and then, like, more of the, like, life stuff was put back in. But, you know, I'm not gonna complain that much. Because it's fun.
Yeah, it's good. It's enjoyable. So, it's nice to see it on screen again.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's, like, beautiful looking. It's great.
And also, you know, I hope all these girls get their boyfriends back.
Yeah, so do I. But poor guy who runs the arcade shop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Poor
guy. What happens to that guy?
We don't know.
Oh, no.
Romantically, nothing so far. Nothing. Just a lot of crushing and nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a quick break and be back with some final thoughts.
Final thoughts.
Final thoughts. Stay.
Me. This has been such a blast.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Because the rocket. Blast, yeah. Yeah. I wish that I could give something back to you guys. And I can.
Oh.
I did not come alone.
Oh.
I mean, literally, when we flew here, I did. But yeah, the shuttle was alone. But speaking of exile, to bring that back.
So we weren't speaking of it, but
go on.
I had no idea how to segue. Anyhow, I'm just going to just embrace. I'm blushing. I'm like a little schoolboy. I actually have Tosun Shimazaki here.
What?
Oh, wow.
Remember the
what
author
that
I was mentioning?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Come in. Tosun, come in. All right, guys.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi, Tosun.
Tosun, you're a Muppet.
Yeah. Don't. It's, he doesn't get the reference. He's sort of I think he wrote around the 1940s. When did you write, Tosun?
70s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So, were the Muppets around when you were there?
I don't know.
He's an exile.
It's uncanny, Tosun. You sound exactly like a Muppet.
Yeah.
What's a Muppet?
I feel like someone has to have told you that before me.
Has anyone told you that to someone before?
If someone did, I wouldn't have noticed. I don't know what it is.
Oh, okay.
So, probably...
Ray Romano?
Do you know who Ray Romano is?
Oh, yeah. Romano's Raymond.
Yeah.
Okay, you get that one.
Yeah,
that one.
Okay, gets
cool.
It.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah. Great.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't want to be the one who brings this up, but I mean,
do you want me to bring it up?
Yeah.
What's the thing with your niece?
Yeah, what's the niece?
Oh, that was overblown.
It was?
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't say it was overblown necessarily. It seemed like a huge issue in the literary community.
That's like the whole reason we know who you are.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
pretty much your legacy.
What about my novel Spring?
No, we're talking about the novel afterwards.
Yeah.
We're
talking about
just
in a
hit
second,
on your niece.
Like,
yeah.
We were in love. Well, I loved her, and it was uncomfortable, so I exiled myself to Paris.
How do you exile yourself?
You
that's just a vacation.
Yeah.
Just took a trip.
That's not...
No, it was exile. I didn't want to go to Paris, but I forced myself to go to the most unpleasant place I could think of.
Paris is not the most unpleasant place.
Yeah, no,
it's
Paris...
for lovers.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Did you exile by yourself, Tosun? Or did you bring someone?
I brought my niece.
No! That's weird.
I knew that was...
Oh, well...
Back to being uncomfortable. Well, did you come alone on the moon?
Yes.
Okay, so this is more...
Tosun, you didn't... I don't want to... You didn't bring your niece, did you?
Not to the moon.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. But are you meeting her here later?
Yes.
Okay.
See, you're kind of stepping around our questions here.
This is, yeah. It's sort of a through line here. I don't really think you're avoiding the issue here, Tosun.
So, how about that novel... How's that?
Yeah, let's ask you about the novel.
Yeah.
It's coming around. It's about my father.
You haven't finished it?
That fourth one, no.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah,
is that one...
you've been working on that for a while.
Is that...
I had a trilogy about my family.
Spring, summer, winter... No, spring, summer...
Wait,
what are the
so you're going to have sex with your niece on the moon?
No one ever said that.
I can't get over that. That's weirding me out.
No one ever said that.
Well, yeah, no one ever...
No
one's still not answering your question. Yes or no, are you?
No one was talking about it.
We're all talking about it.
That's
ridiculous.
We'll see.
Oh,
I know,
okay.
Tosun.
I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and take this guy for a little bit of a walk.
Okay.
And a little bit of a talk.
Yeah, you better tell him.
And... maybe we'll just go around the moon. I don't know how big it is, but we'll
yay big.
We'll just go straight, and then hopefully we'll just come back and meet you guys back here.
Okay.
Yeah, it is a circle. So.
It's a circle.
Yeah. So, great.
All right.
Well, Tosun, say goodbye to the nice gentleman.
Bye, guys.
He seriously does sound like a Muppet.
Yeah, he sounds like a Muppet.
Sorry, yeah.
Could you just, Helsing, could you quickly just say Rainbow Connection?
Rainbow Connection?
Amazing.
That's amazing. That was uncanny. Mm-hmm. All right, well, see you guys later.
Yeah, sorry I had to end on this note.
Yeah.
Omar.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bring him back.
No, he's not coming back.
Okay, good. I don't want him to come back. He's not going in.
I want to know more about his niece.
What are you trying to do with his niece here?
I don't know, maybe she's single.
Yeah, ask him if his niece is single.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel weird about this.
Yeah.
Dawson, is your niece single?
One can only go.
Why did you open that door? Why did we allow it?
If we thought that he was sleeping with his niece, he would not think that she was single to either of us.
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
This is my family, okay?
Ben, learn to live with it. Take him for a walk on one.
Yeah, I'm going to take him for a walk and then for a little bit of a flight.
Yeah.
You guys get what I'm saying.
Yeah, that one didn't ride as well. But...
No.
All right.
Great.
See you guys.
Bye, I guess.
Bye.
There, he's going to take Tosin, whatever his last name is, to go see the movie Flight.
Oh, okay.
I didn't love it.
I don't know if I agree that it was a best picture quality movie.
Not at all. All right.
welcome back to the podcast. So, Omar, what do you think so far of the new stuff based on what you've seen?
This is so cool.
Yeah?
I will be catching up ASAP, because this is just, the story is moving very quickly, and I can definitely see,
mm-hmm.
I think I'm very happy that now I'm prepared for a show that's not going to spend time in this, because that's what I would expect.
Yeah.
Like this, and then like maybe like half like an Azumanga Daioh episode, like inserted in throughout. So I'm very, but yeah, this is like, the action is intense. There's like running up walls, and something that you don't see nearly enough, even though like a lot of Joss Whedon stuff is so big.
Yeah.
Secrets within the team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like with team players that aren't the lead, like, you know, it's like people other than Sailor Moon have their own stuff going on and they know stuff about her story.
A lot of it is actually.
While I think that's exciting, I don't think it's going to pay off. I don't believe it's going to.
I do. I mean, I do like the fact that one of the things this show really has is like all the Sailor Scouts sort of talk around Sailor Moon in a way.
Yeah.
And they're always like, well, we got to do this because Sailor Moon is like Sailor Moon and we got to help her. And I like that it takes the time to like show the Sailor Scouts being.
Yeah, because
like,
they all have such cool personalities.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm really glad to see them like kind of even flesh that out a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. And, we might have to have you come back after you watch it and talk about Ray a little bit, because we won't say anything, but we want to see how you.
We are having a weird Ray problem.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which it's that she's in the pipes and she's clogging our pipes. And what? Like as if she was a clog? What?
Okay.
Why was that?
I thought it was a strange metaphor, not
strange. I am strange. I'm
mm-hmm.
strange.
Oh, all right. Well, we weren't supposed to announce this, but Ben is going to be Doctor Strange.
I'm actually going to be Hulk Doctor Strange.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I'm going to be Doctor Strange, and then
Doctor
I turn.
Doctor Strange Hulk.
Now
I learned to love the Tom Hulk.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So Omar, one thing we like to do is, starting with you, is offer every single guest a free Captain America 2 The Winter Soldier poster.
Really?
Yeah. Do you like one?
Yes, please.
Cool. You're the first guest to accept.
Yeah, every guest has said no because there's
I
so
can't
many.
Believe all the other fools who weren't even offered them.
Yay!
Wow.
And if you'd like, Minzwe will, sign it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you starred in it.
Yeah, I was,
The Shield?
I was the Shield.
Such a good job.
Thank you. Thank you.
The part where Winter Soldier caught you and threw it back at Steve was breathtaking.
That was my favorite part to film. It was really cold that day, but, you know, Bucky did a good job.
Yeah.
He did.
Never learned his name. I don't learn people's names
the
on
actor?
Set.
The actor?
Yeah.
You don't need to.
Yeah.
That would take you out of the present.
Yeah. I don't,
he's Bucky.
And I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like the Daniel Day-Lewis of like the Marvel world.
You are.
That I do the most work.
Indeed, indeed. Mm-hmm. You also,
yeah.
He doesn't need a green screen to be green screened, by the way. He,
no.
It's just, it's, whatever they want is just on camera, whatever.
That's my real life power.
Mm-hmm. Just appearing as whatever people want to
yeah.
see.
Mm-hmm. You still have to light it, and you can't see the screen. It's actually more difficult than using a green screen.
That's tough. So
yeah.
you don't get to actually, it's not live.
No.
Like, you'll see the shield in post.
Yeah.
So they just shot it all in the hopes of you hurtling towards Bucky would work out.
Yeah.
And it did.
And it did.
Yeah.
It did. You're a professional.
Yeah. I also have the powers of Black Cat.
Why?
Which are to be lucky.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
I have...
Lucky Larnes, the Leonard Lolger.
Yeah. So, that's my favorite thing about Sailor Moon.
Oh, yeah. To answer your question. What a great question. What a great answer.
I just want to say about Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
Because I'm really into it.
We all like Sailor Moon.
Okay, just to make sure.
Over here.
I think these episodes of Sailor Moon were real serious and real good, and mm-hmm. I like them. And I'm excited to see more. I want to see more. I feel like we're at a good turning point. For more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun to see it.
Yeah, so if you want to social media stuff,
mm-hmm.
Omar, what's your Twitter?
@2BroGeeks. So the actual 2, not
oh.
TWO.
Oh, okay.
#2
Right,
bro-geeks.
You can follow him @2BroGeeks.
Mm-hmm.
The number.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a phone number, that's a Twitter handle.
Yes.
Yeah.
We never gave Omar a moon name.
Oh. 2 Moon Brokeeks.
It totally worked.
Yeah.
We were so worried that we wouldn't come up with something.
Yeah.
Moon Brokeeks.
We did it.
We did it. Okay. Yeah. So make sure we got that out of the way.
Yeah.
I don't
can follow Ben at Benimation, but make sure not to follow the wrong one.
Yeah, there's another one that's Danish or
mm-hmm.
Swedish. I guess I'm
Danish. You know, just follow both of them.
Follow us both.
Yeah.
Anyone is at Benimation.
Yeah, mine is at Minzwy, which is MINHTZUY. You can just read it somewhere. And if you want to ask us about anything, you can talk to us on there or email us at heysailorpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
We will start checking it.
Yep. Yep.
Omar, why don't you email us a couple times?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll send
some test runs.
Yeah.
Just send a thank you note from us to you.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Great.
Let me know when it's ready.
Oh, yeah.
My address.
Oh, sure. You know, why don't we, is this cool? Like, when your shuttle gets here, we'll, like, take you back.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah,
we're gonna get back late, though.
That's okay.
I don't want to put you guys out.
No,
it's all right. We don't have a schedule, really, because nothing happens on the moon except for Sailor Moon episodes being simulcast here.
Yeah. And we can also, you know, view the majestic Earth in full.
Yeah, like for close up.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, we barely remember what it looks like.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's like huge when you get there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It looks small here, but when you get there, it's
a lot bigger.
Huge.
That's what I thought about the moon.
Yeah.
But when we got here, it was like
big. It's like big.
It's
too.
Big, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like you couldn't.
It's not like Earth big.
Like when I'm on the Earth, I like to hold my hand up and grab the moon like,
right.
from the sky, and it's, you know, just fits right in my hand. But when I got up here, like my hand is not.
No, it's way smaller.
It's way smaller.
It's a lot
yeah.
smaller than you think.
Yeah.
Oh, did your hand change size? Or
yeah. Like?
I never thought about that.
I never thought about that. I mean, maybe my hands.
Yeah, it's kind of
maybe
like
we shrunk.
Yeah.
Oh, are we shrunk? Are we on the moon and shrunk?
Yeah, that could be.
That's the Occam's Razor. Like, it's in the book Timeline by Michael Crichton, where instead of just time travel, what they do is they shrink, and then they actually go through a wormhole into a different dimension.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess we might all just be in a Michael Crichton book.
Yeah.
How would we ever know?
We wouldn't.
But I hope we're not
in the footnotes, I guess.
I hope we're not in like a weird, because he wrote a lot of weird books.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope we're in a good book.
Yeah.
Like a mid-90s
yeah.
Michael
Crichton. Yeah. Not the...
Mm-hmm. Well, like any good book, this book will have to come to a close for now. We'll earmark it and come back next week.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah. Thanks, Omar.
Thanks
for having me.
And catch us again on Hey Sailor.